The Forefront of the Great Awakening. Author, Alexander Dugin. The rejection of liberalism and globalization has become particularly acute in recent years, as liberalism itself has revealed its deeply repulsive features to Russian consciousness. This justified a certain sympathy among Russians for Trump and a parallel deep disgust for his liberal opponents. On Biden's side, the attitude to Russia is quite symmetrical. He and the globalist elites in general view Russia as the main civilizational opponent, stubbornly refusing to accept the vector of liberal progressivism and fiercely defending its political sovereignty and its identity. Of course, even today's Russia does not have a complete and coherent ideology that could pose a serious challenge to the Great Reset. In addition, the liberal elites entrenched at the top of society are still strong and influential in Russia, and liberal ideas, theories and methods still dominate the economy, education, culture and science. All of this weakens Russia's potential, disorients society, and sets the stage for growing internal contradictions. But, on the whole, Russia is the most important, if not the main, pole of the Great Awakening. This is exactly what all of Russian history has led up to, expressing an inner conviction that Russians are facing something great and decisive in the dramatic situation of the end times, the end of history. But it is precisely this end, in its worst version, that the Great Reset Project implies. The victory of globalism, nominalism and the coming of the singularity would mean the failure of the Russian historical mission, not only in the future but also in the past. After all, the meaning of Russian history has been directed precisely towards the future, and the past was only preparation for it. And in this future, which is now approaching, the role of Russia is not only to take an active part in the Great Awakening, but also to stand in the forefront of it, proclaiming the imperative of the international of peoples in the fight against liberalism, the plague of the 21st century.